This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. How come I am not seeing any level at all for the feed? I hate my graphic equalizer with all of my black little heart. I do. It's never, ever, ever consistent. Hey, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I've sort of made reference to this. This will be the last live show this year on the terrestrial radio. However, I will be putting out new content, little vignettes of the podcast every day through the rest of the year. Just so you know, if you're looking for live content, you need to check me out at 1063WORD.com starting Monday. Coming out of Connecticut, Malloy steps up. He announced yesterday that he will issue an executive order stripping the gun rights of some state citizens without them having been accused of or charged with a crime. He is going after the no-fly list, you see. He's a Democrat, and he said his state would become the first in the United States to implement a rule linking gun ownership to the no-fly list. His hero, Buffalo Barack Obama, has called for Congress to institute such a measure in the wake of the San Bernardino shooting last week, despite the fact that neither of the shooters were on the no-fly list. He said, Malloy said, here in America, it's way too easy for dangerous people to get their hands on the... Oh, that's the president saying this. They all sound the same to me. Right now, people on the no-fly list can walk into a store and buy a gun. That's insane. What's insane is the way you put the list together. Now, the governor can do that in Connecticut if he wants to. And, you know, he's already made criminals out of some of his citizens already. And now he's going to strip the rights without due process of some of his citizens. Now, we know that the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and all of the other alphabet intelligence agencies have not called for citizens on any federal list to be stripped of their constitutional rights. That's primarily because they know it's a big, big mess. They are going to minority report these people who have not done anything illegal. But this is what's coming from the Democratic politicians and their allies in the media. They're hoping to seize upon the recent terror attacks in Paris, France, and San Bernardino, California, to scare citizens into giving up their rights to due process. Audits of this list suggest that 50% of them have no ties to terror groups or are suspected of committing any crimes. The only person who has ever been on the no-fly list who has ever killed someone is now the deceased Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy. Yeah, he killed somebody. Much larger terror list has ballooned under the Obama administration to nearly a million names, which is interesting because he won't go after them. He will not go after them if they're Islamic. He can't even say Islamic. He can't say that. Scott Wilson of the Connecticut Citizen Defense League said that Governor Malloy has gone even further into the deep end than ever before. He's planning on denying purchases and likely seizing firearms of individuals that are on a list that have not been charged or convicted of any wrongdoing. And this is against every value the country has ever been founded on. There are millions of people on these lists, many who are not criminals or terrorists, and do not belong on it. Seizing the firearms from individuals would be a clear violation of due process under the 14th Amendment of our Constitution. And, just thinking about it, I would have a hard time thinking of any judge that could look at this and actually say, okay, I'm good with it. No matter who appointed them. Even the ACLU has recognized that these lists are inaccurate, unconstitutional, and unfairly target Muslims, according to them, people of color, since the governor does not have access to these federal lists. Mr. Wilson's hope at this point is the feds will analyze his intent and decline access. This is very scary to think that police will be showing up to houses to seize firearms from people who may have done nothing wrong. It spells serious trouble, with a capital T, by the way. Connecticut has just over 1,100 police officers, state police officers, and an estimated 80 to 100,000 gun owners who refuse to register their semi-automatic rifles and standard capacity magazines after they rammed through their little unconstitutional gun law in the wake of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. This would be viewed dimly by the gun-owning populace of any state, given what we know about the background with everything that's about to happen. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to be interested to see if the feds actually give him access to the list, because I've never seen the list. I've heard of the list. I don't know where the list exists. I don't know where there's a list out there for somebody to look at it and say, well, he's not one, but he is, but he isn't, but he is. And, you know, I've heard that a big proportion of these people don't even live in the United States, which renders the list, as far as that is concerned, in this particular case, sort of moot. That's all beside the point. That is all beside the point. In other news, as we get before we go to break, Bob Owens calls it the gun surgency. Jen Jacquet, who's one of his writers, talks about a new Republic article title that says, "It's Time to Ban Guns." Yes, all of them, by Phoebe Maltz Bavoy. I didn't make that up. The article is like this. Ban guns, all guns. Get rid of guns in homes and on the streets and as much as possible on police. Not just because of San Bernardino or whichever mass shooting may pop up next, but also not because of those. Not because of those. Don't sort the population of those who might do something evil or foolish or self-destructive with a gun and those who surely will not. And if this could be known as if it could be assessed without massively violating civil rights and stigmatizing the mentally ill. Ban guns, not just gun violence, not just certain guns, not just technically already illegal guns, all of them. This was not meant to be satire. This was absolutely the way she was feeling. She just went off on a rant, got behind a computer, and threw that out there. And she is 100% She's 100% serious. What a novel idea. People who are not politicians standing up to speak their minds. Just like the 2,243,030 people submitting to background checks in the month of November in order to purchase the new gun. Or maybe the 58% in the Gallup poll who polled and said they have a favorable view of the National Rifle Association. What about the people who not only buy guns but carry them concealed and get a license for that? How about the 100 million guns that they now acknowledge have been purchased under Barack Obama's purview? Jen liked that the only thing she likes out of the article is that she took guns and urgently and combined them to make gun surgency. Phoebe, you're an idiot. You're an insane idiot. And I guess you better enjoy that writing gig while you can, because sooner or later there's going to be a litmus test for sanity in journalism. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432, which, by the way, all of you ad hominem troll boys, that's what you should be calling. You know what I'm talking about. You got something to say? Say it. Call it in. Don't be a little coward. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The other day, I took something straight off of Bob Owens' desk where he postulated in a very, very nice method, and in a way I agree with, about what would happen should the gun grabbers and the left-leaning mainstream media get their way. He allowed for a scenario where the president made executive orders made based upon two recent calls by a New York-based media outlet. And then he imagined what he terms a very brief, lenient, and indeed hopeful turn of events where Congress, most state governors, law enforcement officers, the military, and even Vice President Biden all honored their oaths to defend the Constitution, not any particular government or president. A rogue president was taken into custody and impeached without a single life lost on either side. He has since been criticized for creating a all too happy and too peaceful and too hopeful a scenario. I don't know what the possibility of that is. I do not honestly believe there's no way for there to be a simultaneous nationwide martial law clampdown in these United States. Most of the people that are calling for all of this stuff to happen are in the media in New York City. I don't think they're going to come out of the studios and plate up and gear up and tool up and come out and come after us. I don't. Kevin Williamson at the National Review presently notes that we're practicing Irish democracy in many states with strict gun control. Citizens are simply ignoring these stupid laws. Things would change if they actually attempted to enforce those laws, and it probably would not be very pretty at all. It'd probably be quite bloody. The prospect of the local Yucca police in Sunnyvale, California, going door-to-door, Fallujah-style, trying to collect non-conforming firearms is humorous to contemplate. Contemplating the same sort of development in Texas or Wyoming is rather less amusing, but because at that point, the model of resistance would stop being Irish democracy and almost certainly would mutate into something a lot more like Lexington and Concord. No decent patriotic person wants to see that. I don't want to see that. None of us should want to see that. However, there is a problem that comes with that, because if that nightmare comes to pass, we're going to see it, and we're going to see a lot of the following guns in the news, if the news actually gets out at all. We're probably going to see a lot of guns in M4 configuration, a lot of AR-15s. The M4 configuration primarily is a 16-inch barrel rather than a 20-inch barrel. To be honest with you, I ran the 20-inch barrel for 7 years. I prefer the 16-inch barrel. I've never been in terrain. Now, that having said that, let me say this. I've never been in Iraq or Afghanistan either, but I've never been in terrain where for 600 yards in the line of sight that there's not trees and hills and everything else obstructing my view. So needing a high-precision firearm in the hands of every rifleman, to me, is not a necessary thing. There's around 8 million of these things here in the United States. Not to mention, you know, I think right now there may be 3 million in the hands of the military, although there's not 3 million in the military. So having that many doesn't, I don't know what it means. I have no idea, nor does anybody else have any idea how much 5.56/223 ammo is in civilian hands. It has to be billions and billions of rounds. The M16s and the AR-15s and the M4s, that would be the primary weapon, but then we do have to, you know, the government will have to contend with a contingent from the largest land army on the planet, the hunters. These will be the guys that will have rifles that they train to do 1,000-yard shots on to take a buck. And they will come out and, you know, I hope to have one in my little group of people as we run around. You'll be a welcome gorilla. There will be AKs and AKMs and AKSs and all kinds of, you know, the AK platform will be there. There's billions of those here. Not millions. I didn't say billions. I would expect to see a bunch of Ruger 1022s and a bunch of Marlins, Marlin Model 60s. Then we'll see, you know, we'll see the FNFALs. We'll see the Ruger Mini 14, the Ruger Mini 30. We'll see all manner of guns. We'll see all manner of gorillas. There'll be gorillas out there that are on Social Security, and they'll do their very, very best. And we will be taking on the insane clown posse, because they will be the insane ones that dared press this position. That is another part of the postulation. This is not something we should look forward to, though. War is a really ugly thing. Civil war is even more so ugly. It's one, you know, when I was stationed in, I will put it up there, PW. When I was stationed in Germany, it was one thing to look around the German countryside, which was the battlefield, and realize that we would be wrecking this place. It'd be quite another thing to be parked. You know, in Germany, we would be doing the equivalent of parking next to a Sonic Burger Drive-In and setting up our little post and our little hooch while we send out operations around it. We'd just be, you know, we're always looking for a little shelter on one side or something. That's the way it would play here. And for those of us that would be on the ground, we would start getting out there and, you know. We would probably build our own little technicals, which are pickup trucks with a bunch of crew-served weapons mounted on them. When I say a bunch, I'm probably talking about one. We would have to go to, a National Guard armory and liberate one of those. But the good thing about that is the National Guard, where do they come from? They're your neighbors. If they push the insanity, it will get ugly. It'll get ugly for everybody, but it will get ugly for them badly. It's going to be a bad day. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. information. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432 for all of you cowards. You know who I'm talking about. Not the ninjas. The ninjas are not the cowards. The ninjas would clean up the cowards if I pointed them out. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming out of Ohio, there's a state senator who's a little angry. He said this the other day. The Ohio legislature's passed a law to allow concealed weapons in daycare centers, but interestingly, the same legislature, in its wisdom, doesn't allow concealed weapons in the state house. When I say they're lunatics, that's what I'm talking about. People that think you should allow guns in daycare centers, but they're protecting themselves by not allowing guns in their workplace, that would be in that category of lunatics. Now, members of the Ohio legislature intend to address that. Here's a thing that I don't get about these guys when they're looking at... Okay, so they say, okay, I don't have a problem with a concealed carry permit scheme. However, I do think there should be people that opt out or have the ability to opt out, or there should be carve-outs where you can't conceal your weapon. Let's think about the mechanics of that, just from the concealed carrier's viewpoint. Like it or not, when we put on our gun, when we have put it in the holster, when the trigger guard is covered, we have now got the gun in a very safe posture. Taking off the gun, taking the gun out of the holster to take off the holster, all of that leads or could lead to moments that could be a little more, shall we say, hazardous. Because every time you handle the gun, okay, every time you handle the gun, and it's not in a holster, and the trigger guard is uncovered, this is where people stick their fingers in the trigger guard and pull the trigger, like it or not, whether we like it or not. I've seen people that, I've seen video of guys on YouTube that get out there, and they're going to practice a little quick draw. They draw the weapon, stick their finger in the trigger guard as the gun is up with the muzzle pointing straight down out of the holster and pull the trigger and run one right down the outside sweep of their thigh or their calf or whatever. Why would we increase that likelihood by having carve-outs? The other thing is this. Here's the other thing about this, too. It is not like the concealed carriers that go into a nursery school. I don't go into a nursery school. Do you know why? Because I don't have anybody in a nursery school. It's not somewhere that I go in and out and mull around and sit down and read a magazine and have a cup of coffee. The only people going in there to pick up, you know, they're going in there to pick up their kids. They're not really there at all that long. Why should they disarm? It's not like they're getting out there saying, hey, kids, you're sort of loud. Here, you want to play with my gun? That's not what they're doing. That's not what they're doing. Another senator named Moggs said leaving the state house out of his concealed carry bill was an oversight, and he would add that provision. And as far as Brown's charge, he cracked, "Those liberals drive me nuts." He suggested that Brown needed to beef up on the issue before he spouted off. "You can tell the senator that I really appreciate his concern about the Second Amendment. Perhaps he ought to take a little time to read the Constitution of the United States, and maybe he ought to take a little time to read the bill." Sadly, this senator, like so many out there, are completely disconnected from you and me and what we want and what we believe. They're completely disconnected from the facts, which is that we are actually very good at this. Very good at carrying guns, very good at owning guns. They're very disconnected from the fact that crime is down. Gun crime, as they call it, is down. Overall violent crime is down. Part of the reason for that is that there are people carrying guns out there. That specter of the concealed carrier is out there. They don't know who's going to draw a gun on them. If the bad guy rolls up on you, he doesn't know who's going to draw a gun on anybody. Unless you're in a place like New York City, or you're in a place like Chicago, Illinois, which even that's thinning out. Even that is thinning out. And I can't wahtto see what happens with Rahm Emanuel in Chicago. Just like in the colleges, now the liberals are eating their own in Chicago. You know, there's Democrats out there like Jim Webb. Jim Webb he claims to be a Democrat. He's been a Secretary of the Navy. I think he's been a senator. He's been a presidential candidate. He's for the Second Amendment. In the Democratic Party, he is laughed at. He needs to just ditch them and join me. Join you. He's not a Democrat. Most of those people like that don't even call them Democrats. No, sir. No guest hour, too. No. For people like Jim Webb, who is a Democrat, it's not like he left the party. It's because the party left them when they veered towards the 60s leftist, hippie, fascist radicalism. They're the radicals. Senator Brown out of Ohio, State Senator Brown out of Ohio, is not a senator, but he's a symptom of a liberty-hating party that is in complete and total freefall. Right now, Obama has plans to try to introduce some sort of an executive ram to where he can supposedly, in his words, close the gun show loophole. The non-existent 40%. And he's going to try to roll this out there. And when he does that, This should be an impeachable offense. If Congress does not roll up on him, if our Congress does not roll up on him, we should be calling them right now. And we should be calling them as soon as this happens. And we should be calling them, we should have been calling them a long time ago. But we should be calling them right now and tell them, if you don't do something about this on your watch, you may be watching some violence that you caused with your inaction. And that's the part that bugs me the most about these yahoos. They think by not doing anything, that's doing something, and they're not willing to take a position, take a stand. They're going to have to. We're going to have to force them to. And they're going to have to roll up on Obama if he passes this, if he puts this together. Valerie Jarrett's out there saying it right now, so that means he's about to say it because she's got her hand up his fourth point of contact, making him talk. When this happens, the government needs to be shut down. At the very least, it needs to be shut down. He needs to be defunded for the entirety of 2016. He can sit out there and go play golf all he wants with his bad swing where he picks up his Ford heel. And I mean, I can't even watch him. He can go hang out with all the beautiful people and everything and fly across and talk about climate change when it doesn't exist. Paul. Oh, gosh. Going into the next break. When we get back, Spokeshole Jay Carney was out there the other day. They were asking him a question, and he could not cite an example. Which, even for me, watching him, seeing that on video online, it was sort of painful. I felt bad for the Spokeshole. I did. Really bad. But we'll talk about that when we get back. This is a Friday, and on a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I just texted Scott Luke to find out and get an idea of how things are going at Ammunition Depot to make sure he's still the place you guys need to go. I bet he still is. Yesterday, in the Obama White House press briefing, spokeshole Josh Earnest was asked by the Wall Street Journal's Byron Tao, if there was any shooting that could have been stopped, if an assault weapons ban or stricter background checks, both supported by this administration, were enacted. Earnest deflected like a kung fu master and pivoted to the Obama administration's latest proposal that those suspected of being terrorists, of which, 300,000 on the list have no ties, shouldn't be allowed to purchase firearms. We're just going to kick 300,000, take their rights too. Again, on its face, in the beginning, at first glance, some people say, well, it's just common sense, Bill. Why wouldn't we do it? You suspect a terror? Come on. Shut up. Shut up. Take a deeper look, okay? When you figure out that these lists are secretive and they violate due process of law and are nothing more than a constitutional mess, if that's something you want to push ahead for, welcome to the Civil War. There's a difference between being suspected and convicted of having terrorist ties. Even the LA Times knows this. Even the ACLU knows this. And if you get on the list, there's no way to challenge it. Names can be mismatched. And the fact that children as young as 18 months land on the list. Are there kids rolling around in their walkers going out there and committing terrorist acts that I don't know about? With no teeth? Both parties, by the way, the Republicans and the Democrats are at fault for sustaining this and allowing this to happen. This is unconstitutional. I don't care what you want to call it. This is not anti-terror. Anti-terror is going to where the terrorists are and cleaning them out. Okay, it's not getting out there and trying to win their hearts and minds. You take their hearts and minds with you after you kill them. It's DNA proof that you've killed the ones you say you have. You're not trying to win them. You're trying to wreck them. Republicans are now arguing that the expansion of this should be curtailed, while the Democrats wish to utilize it to eviscerate American Second Amendment rights by ignoring due process. That would switch. If things were in the other way, the Democrats would be out here wanting to keep it from getting bigger and vice versa. It's almost like a game. It's like a seesaw. The reason that Ernest deployed countermeasures could be grounded in the fact that the answer doesn't fit the president's narrative. I mean, Marco Rubio got up there on CBS the other day, and he said, none of the major shootings that have occurred in this country over the last few months or years that have outraged us would gun laws have prevented them. This earned a rare Geppetto mark, not Pinocchio's dad, meaning that what he said, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth from the Washington Post fact checker crew. So here's a few of these mass shootings that he claims these would stop. Of course, San Bernardino analysis. California has some of the strictest gun laws in the United States. AR-15s, AK-47s, they don't even exist there. They're sporting rifles that just sort of look like them. Every gun that was used in those shootings were bought legally. Analysis wouldn't have changed anything. The Umpqua College shooting in Oregon. This guy owned 14 guns, conducted the attack with six of them, including a Glock pistol, a Smith & Wesson pistol, a Taurus pistol, and a Delton AR-15 rifle. All were purchased legally. No laws would have prevented this from happening. Mohammed Youssef Abdullah Aziz, the Chattanooga military shooting, he used an AK-74 style rifle and a 9mm handgun, and a shotgun was in his car. He bought these legally. He bought a couple. I mean, he bought some on arms list. He bought others actually going through a background check. Passing the background check indicates that he would have passed them everywhere. So, you know, until he committed this crime, he had committed no crimes. Dylan Roof. This was a failure of the system. He should have failed the background check because he was charged with possessing Suboxone without a prescription. However, because of clerical mistakes, the FBI said the examiner did not get a hold of the report before the three-day waiting period ended, and so the store went through with the purchase. They have a mechanism in place to go get that gun, but 60-some-odd days after the fact, when he committed his crime, they had done nothing to go get that gun. Now, shootings of this type cannot be prevented by law. They can be stopped by a second gun being introduced into the mix. The Democrats have been getting out here recently saying, name one mass shooting that's ever been stopped by a civilian with a gun. Well, there were no civilians with guns there. They were all in gun-free zones. How do you stop something with something that doesn't exist? Piers Morgan got out there the other day, and Piers, you don't even have a dog in the fight. I don't even understand why you inject yourself into this discussion. But he makes statements like 300 million guns in the United States could not stop 9/11. Gun-free zone, pal. Gun-free zone. A gun could definitely stop a box cutter, I'll tell you that. A gun can stop a lot of things. Guns can stop people with other guns, but not where they're not present. And to get out there and use that disingenuous argument about, well, name one that's ever been stopped. They're not mass shootings when they get stopped. They're not mass shootings when they get stopped. Every shooting that happens in a public place, I mean, recently the Uber driver in Chicago, he stopped a mass shooting. As a matter of fact, he fired six times, hit the guy 50% of the time, higher percentage than cops. Way to go, Uber shooter. And this guy was black. This guy was a black American. Standing up, being an American. He was standing up, doing the right thing in Chicago. Where apparently there may be a tinge of racism among some of these people, especially the people in power. Dudes out there watching out and taking care of business. I'm going to find your name, sir, and I, you know, hearty congratulations to you on that one. Way to go. If you look at the list, there's a breakdown on the list. Hezbollah ties, I think it's 21,000. Hamas, 21,000. Al-Qaeda, 50,000. Taliban, 62,000. Al-Qaeda in Iraq, 73,000. Other recognized terrorist groups, 92,000. And then no recognized terrorist group affiliation, 280,000. To a lesser extent, you have Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Al-Sab, Amal, Al-Maq, FARC, Al-Shabaab, and the Haqqani Network. Why would we get out there and prohibit people that don't live here from buying a gun? In what crazy, crazy world does that make sense? So here we have the biggest part about this list, and I haven't seen too many people talking about it. I mean, Matt Vespa, the town hall, points it out, but nobody is pointing out that most of the people on this list aren't even here in the United States and American citizens. So what's the president doing, thinking that, one, he can take away the due process of the people that live in the United States, and two, pass a law that's going to affect terrorists in foreign lands? It's not going to affect terrorists that are here. Their assets are already in place, idiots. They would not be here were their assets not already in place. We're going to roll. We're coming up on the next hour. It's an interesting time to be alive. It really is. I'm very happy to be alive during this time. I wouldn't. The alternative is really bad, but it's really an interesting time to be alive with the lies that get thrown out at us so blatantly, like we're not going to check. Let's roll into hour number two. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.